Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Radio and Space Services, Australian Government Department in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity has now fallen to one of the lowest on record. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 62, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to zero. There are no sunspots visible on the active side of the Earth, of the Sun facing the Earth, and this situation is not likely to change in the immediate future. So high frequency propagation on long haul, long distance paths, on darkness or semi-darkness routes, on frequencies above about 10 megahertz, will continue to be quite unreliable. However, frequencies above about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, the new international transmission, shortwave transmission season has commenced. This started on October 29, and already several hundred frequency changes have been notified by the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which looks after the management of frequency selection for international shortwave stations. Some of the frequencies noted here in Melbourne recently for the new period include the following: 7375 Radio Thailand is the new frequency for its programs to Europe and Africa in the European evening, and it's noted here between 1900 and 1930 with programming in English. And that frequency actually replaces 9920, so the station has moved down to the lower frequency band. There are other stations in the 31 metre band heard between 1900 and 1930 include these: 9975, the Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand with programming in Korean; 9895, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, that's the relay station there, with programs in Wolof; 9615, China Radio International from Urumqi in German. These are all 1900 to 1930. 9535, China Radio International from Bayo in Portuguese. 9485, the Voice of America from the Wolferton relay station in England, with programming in Tigrinya. 9390, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, with transmissions in Kurdish. In the 41 metre band between 1900 and 1930, we note these new frequencies: 7520, Radio Free Europe in Chinese from the Tinian relay station, Tinian Island actually; 7455, the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany in Kurdish; 7275, Adventist World Radio from the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, with programs to Africa in Hausa;
7235 Radio Romania International with programs in German to Europe. 5990 China Radio International from the Serik Albania relay station in French. 5900 Radio Taiwan International with the programs from Kostin Brod, that's the relay station at Kostin Brod, Bulgaria, with broadcast in German. In the afternoon, between 0330 and 0400, some quite good reception heard here in Melbourne, in the 25 metre band for the new transmission period. They include the following: 11710 China Radio International from Urumqi in Russian. On the next frequency, 11720 China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 11740 All India Radio in Dari from New Delhi. 11745 Saudi Arabia, broadcast known as Al Azim, broadcasting in Arabic at the brokered station using the Saudi Arabian facilities. 11760 China National Radio Network 1 and 11770 China Radio International from Kashi with English to Asia. 11790 NHK Radio Japan Tokyo from the Yamata Transmitting Station in Japanese, and 11810 Radio Korea or Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul with programs in Korean to Asia. 11860 Saudi Arabia, actually it's the Yemeni Broadcasting Station using facilities of Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with programming in Arabic. 11980 Radio Free Asia, using the Kuwait relay station for programs in Chinese. 12045 China National Radio Network 1. 12190 The Sound of Hope, that's a political broadcasting organisation using facilities in Taiwan with programming to Asia in Korean. So quite a number of signals in the 25 metre band heard here in Melbourne between 0330 and 0400, and that was a sample. And there'll be more frequency changes taken into place over the next week or so. Now we continue with our monitoring made here in Melbourne for the new transmission season, this time between 1830 and 1900. Quite good reception in the 31 metre band from all continents. They include the following: 9485, the Voice of America from Wolferton, broadcasting from the English relay station with programs in Amharic. 9630 Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, new frequency, broadcasting in English. 9660 Radio France International from the Issoudun relay station, broadcasting in French, that's a new frequency. And 9800 station known as the Voice of the Gospel, the religious broadcasting station, broadcasting to Africa in Hausa from the Issoudun, France relay station. 9820, Voice of America, carrying the Diwa radio broadcast in Pashto from the Wolferton relay station in England. 9515, Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul in Korea with programs in Korean. In the 49 metre band between 1800 and 1830, quite a selection of signals there from all continents. They include 5845, the BBC from the Kranji relay station in Singapore with morning programs in Korean. 5980, the Voice of Turkey from Ankara, with programs in Turkish. 6090, the IVB from Washington, from Wolferton in the United Kingdom in England, carrying broadcasts in Russian. 6120, the Voice of Turkey from Ankara, with programs in Turkish. And 6170, the Voice of Korea from North Korea in Pyongyang, with programs to Europe in German. 6180, the BBC from the Abu Dhabi relay station in Somali. 5910, another frequency for the BBC, this time from the Yerevan relay facility in Uzbekistan, broadcasting in Pashto. 5920, the Voice of Free, that's the name of the political broadcasting station using brokered transmitting facilities in South Korea, broadcasting in Korean language. 5935, China Radio International, with broadcasts in English. 6130, Transworld Radio, Manzini and Swaziland, with programs in local dialects for Africa. 7495, another frequency for the Voice of America from Diwa Radio, broadcasting from Biblis in Germany in Pashto. And 7585, Radio Fada, broadcasting from the Udorn Thailand relay station in Persian. And 7570, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, North Korea, with programs in Korean. So quite a selection of stations there as we move into the new transmission season. That's the B18 season, which actually commenced on October 29.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.